That has prompted accusations from some Leave campaigners that this was a dishonest report, it was a biased report, but Mr. Cameron suggested it wasn't even the most pessimistic scenario. Well, joining me is UKIP's financial affairs spokesman, Stephen Wolfe. I mean, is your case that there would be no shock if we left the EU?
I think that's probably actually right. To be fair, if you think about the situation after the EU, we'd have Article 50, some say, and that would mean that we'd have a two-year period in which people would be continuing to trade. And that trade doesn't stop. People aren't going to stop buying wine or German cars, and we're not going to stop going on holiday to Europe. All that will happen is civil servants and bureaucrats and ministers will have to start negotiating a future outside of the European Union and start looking at it. So it's quite bizarre to see those who think that they're clever dicks in many ways. Those clever dicks are the ones that said that if we left the ERM, you know, it would be a great scenario and it became a disaster. If we didn't join the euro, the clever dick said, it would also be a disaster. And just look what happened. You can even go back as far as the gold standard. And the clever dick said that if we didn't get involved in that, we'd also be a disaster. The problem with this is that when you start analysing the report in great detail, as we are doing and as we've seen over the past reports, it doesn't show the kind of disaster that they're talking about.
But are the clever dicks, as you call them, are they liars? In other words, have they deliberately fiddled the figures to come up with this result, or are they fools? They've just got it wrong.
Well, I think I tend to say that those who try to mistake information and general research that is analysed by people generally are more on the foolish side of things. I would hate to call people that they're being deliberately liars. I'll leave that for the Twitter sphere to get on with that.
What about the Chancellor then? Because we heard from former Chancellor Nigel Lawson suggesting earlier that the Treasury civil servants were pretty much told only to look at disastrous scenarios.
I think he's probably right upon that. But don't forget, this is the same Chancellor, who also with the same Prime Minister, that said if we remained in the European Union, financial services regulation would cause an enormous damage to the City of London and drive costs up and business down. And yet here today, he is not defending that position, whereas I'm saying, from my position on the Economic and Monetary Affairs Committee, if we stay in the European Union, we will see wave of regulations after the vote to actually damage our biggest industry.
Rather than moaning about their report, why don't you produce your own report which sets out what you say are the advantages?
Well, actually, I did so today in a speech that I made in Tufton Street. I set out the very positive case that was done by the economist for London economist Gerald Ryan that said that there will be 200,000 jobs created. We also set out the scenario from a research by Civitas that said our membership of the single market hasn't brought the benefits it suggests. Indeed, they are suggesting that we would be better off by the turns of 22.3% in our economy if we'd never even been involved in the single market. My simple case is this. Most people understand that we will be friends with Europe, we will trade with Europe. This is just simply about politics. The politics of having a parliament, not about the politics of economics, and that we will still be buying goods and they will still be doing the same for us. No one wants to close that down in the modern world. It's nonsensical.
Stephen Wolfe, thanks very much.
Big Man Tyrone here. Make sure to subscribe to the Wicked Awesome Robin Hood UKIP YouTube website. He exposes the leftist crops on the British Brainwashing Corporation. Nice.